blessing to your side. Love and strength for you today.
Wasn't that good? Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many of y'all are excited about life?
Amen.
Amen. You might want to cut that. Jesse, cut the brother. Jesse. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's good, isn't he?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right. Tell you what, my friends, come on up just a little bit closer so I can get in your face just a little bit. I want to have you in feeling range.
Amen.
Are you excited?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's good to give, isn't it?
Amen.
How many of you blessed enough to give today?
Amen.
How many of you blessed enough to give? Is God doing great things? Is God giving, first of all? Is God giving?
Yes.
Is God giving?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to give you the opportunity, amen, to sow and sow well so that we're able to do every good thing that God wants us to do. Amen. How many believe He's going to do it? I've got a feeling this is going to be a good year. Amen. I'll hold it. If you need an offering envelope, I tell you what, in my bag, Brother Jay, I believe I have another Bible there. I believe this is yours. If you can get it out, I want to share a scripture with you. It's good to have a little bit of word on that, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Y'all praying in the Holy Ghost? How many have been praying in the Holy Ghost all week long? We're going to be talking about that tonight. Tizo has been praying. Did you pray with Tizo today, Sister Gloria? He was here today, I can tell. Amen. When you see my hands rolling off the keys, he was here. You're all greased up. Amen. I'm going to trade Bibles with him. My mom used to do that stuff. They get the oil and pray for all the electronic equipment, you know. You know, you see, can't get the right number. Slip, 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 slip. You know, my mom used to do that stuff, and I used to zap out. And that used to really get her going. See, I knew it was the devil. I knew it was the devil. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, you don't know.
You don't know.
All the good,
all the good
that God has for you. But you should act like you do.
But you should act like you do.
And that's called faith.
And that's called faith. Amen.
You don't know. So say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All the good that God has for you. But you should act like it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We've been talking about not eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah.
That was a good message for you. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Good primary message, how we can mess up thinking we know it all. Amen. But this goes along to back up what we were talking about a little bit. And this is a little bit of offering teaching just to get you encouraged. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man. You ever seen people that always got something great? What you got? Amen. Always got something wild up there. Somebody say amen on their heart. They always in their heart. God, you know, you tell them what's God's about to do something wonderful, but they got all the sugar plums in their head. You can't give them anything good. You perceive it all, you discern it all. I'm gonna tell you what, there's a lot of good out there for this year. You don't know anything about. You can't handle it. It's just gonna happen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Every plan that God has for you, every deal that you have, not all those deals are going to be revealed to you. They're just going to happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. By faith.
Amen.
As we trust in Him, there's some doors that you're going to walk through. Glory to God. God said, I'm going to do something good for you. But most of the time, you just don't know how good it is.
Amen.
It says, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man. So that's the thing about us faith people sometimes. We need to grow up a little bit and let God be God. You know, you always catch people that they already know just how big God's going to be for them. But the Bible says, you know, you can guess it, but you really don't know.
Amen.
There are a lot of good things that happen to us that catch us by surprise. All we have to do is expect Him to be good and expect Him to be God. Then after that is whatever He has is right. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Has neither has entered into the heart the things which God hath prepared. Some say, God has prepared it. Somebody say, He's prepared it.
He's prepared it.
Say it again. He's prepared it.
He's prepared.
He's not making it up as He goes along. He doesn't listen to you whine and complain and us go through all of our changes. Then He said, because they were upset, I better do something good. Some said, it's already prepared. Before you were born, it's already prepared.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't have to catch His attention. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to go through all those changes. The good, there's something good that God has for you. It's already set.
Amen.
And if you just act right and follow the Holy Ghost, He'll get you to what He's prepared.
Amen.
For those that love Him. But God had revealed them unto us. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
By His Spirit. Some say hallelujah. Some say in the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
The good things.
The good things.
Of God.
Of God.
Are revealed.
Are revealed.
How are you rejoicing about that?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Isn't He a wonderful Savior?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And I want to read one more green verse for you. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Some say help me. How many still believe in prosperity?
Amen.
We have several things Ooh, this is good. Turn to 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, no, chapter 15, verse 36. Some say, thou fool. Everybody say, fool. That which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. Amen. How many are ready for some things to come alive in you?
Amen.
Amen. Some say, I want to learn to sow.
I want to learn to sow.
And allow seed to die.
And allow seed to die.
That God could do what he wants it to do. See, we got to learn to put it out there. Amen. And leave it alone and see what God does.
Amen.
The seed that you let die. Amen.
Amen.
That seed that you died for, that thing that you released, that thing you put in the ground. Amen. That's the thing that will come back to life for you.
Amen.
But if you keep digging it up, worrying about it. Amen. I did this. Come on now.
Amen.
That's not letting that thing die. But when you release it, somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Every once in a while, people, somebody say, Indian giver. Everybody say it.
Indian giver.
We want to do that way. That's what, you know, Indian givers sow, but they don't really let it go.
Amen.
Somebody say,
when you sow,
let it go.
Let it go.
If you want God to get all over it and life to get all over it. Some say, I didn't give it to anybody. I put it on the altar and burnt it up. Some say, it's dead. When they brought their things to the altar of God, you know what? They burnt it right in front of their face.
That's right.
Who cares? Some say, sow and let it go.
Sow and let it go.
The seed will never be quickened unless it dies.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's learning. See, you can sow all you want to, but if you don't allow that seed to die, nothing's going to happen.
Amen.
Some say, release it.
Release it.
Glory to God. I think that's good enough. Hallelujah. Y'all are going to be blessed this year. I promise you.
Amen.
I promise you in Jesus.
Amen.
I promise you in Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody say, you got to learn to keep getting up.
You got to learn how to keep on getting
you gotta
up.
Learn, that's what you really got to this year. That's all we got to learn to do is we got to learn how to just keep getting up. Keep rolling.
Okay.
Knowing which seed it is. Somebody say, amen. Don't get stuck.
Amen.
Amen. Don't waste your time looking at the ground, waiting for something to come up. Keep moving.
Amen.
And watch what God does. There's some seeds you plant. I tell you what, I got seeds out there. Man, it'll take a time for that seed to come to fruition.
Amen.
But you just keep moving. Amen. You can plant something this year, and that, you know what? It thing probably won't manifest right away.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get blessed, and certain doors will open up. But there are some things you probably sown in your life 15, 20 years ago. They're probably going to come to fruition right now. Now, you can speed certain things up. That's why you got to learn, somebody say, the cycle.
The cycle.
So you'll never be in lack in any good thing.
Amen.
What I'm sowing right now, I might need next year.
Amen.
You're really in trouble if you think you're going to be sowing and eating the next week. You're crazy.
That's right.
You better pray for mercy and grace. But if you're going to get over to abundance and seed, you need consistent seed over the duration of time.
That's right.
And God will promise to supply your every need. Amen. So say, how's it working out for you? I got seed in the ground. I don't care whether it's supposed to be there or not. Glory to God, there's seed in the
amen.
Ground that when I need it, amen, I'm going to have some corn.
Amen.
You must have did something good this week. No, I might have did it 10 years ago. I might have did it 3 years ago.
Amen.
I'm not worried about what goes on here. Somebody say, I sowed the seed for Nations Church before I ever got here. I sowed it in several other churches, worked myself like a dog in several other churches, did everything I had to do. Some said the seed's already in the ground.
Seed's already in the ground.
Many of you sitting up here right now, nothing but seed planted. Glory
Amen.
To God. Some of the things you've done are nothing but seeds that were planted in cities other than this one.
Amen.
God will be faithful. God will be faithful. But you know what you got to do? When you plant those seeds, let it die.
Amen.
God will be faithful. and it'll come back. That which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. I tell you what, offering time should be death time sometimes. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say cut. A covenant. See, you can learn certain things with God. There's even different things as you get deeper in the Word of God. You can get up there, and I've seen people do it around here. Somebody say, you can cut a covenant with God. I got a seed. I'm going to plant this thing right now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to allow it to die, and God will be there. Somebody say, sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
You ever sacrificed yourself into blessing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can get there. You know what? I used to get to the point where in my life previously, and same life, amen, I'm not on the second run, but times the devil would tempt me and try to wear me out on different things. Time to go back, and the devil would try to scare you, say, hey, you're going to be in trouble. Going to Bible school was the hardest time sometimes for people because you'd be totally broke. You know? Just, you ever been just completely broke? Totally broke. No, you know, I mean, broke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what broke means is when you ain't got it, you know, and there ain't no way it's coming. Glory to God. That's broke. Amen. And I used to tell the devil, you know what? I'm going to get back at you for this.
Amen.
Amen. When the devil can't stop you from sowing, you'll have the victory. So sow well tonight. Amen. Don't you stop working your field. And if you don't think you have a field, you don't. Don't stop working the field. Don't ever stop working your field. Always be planting, people. Don't let the devil get you distracted and worked up over stuff. Amen. You just stay consistent. Don't get all crazy either when you see stuff coming up and you stop planting because you got so much corn out there. Amen. There's a season coming. That stuff going to dry up. Glory to God. It's the continual seed.
Yes.
Continual seasons of seed. Amen. That will bring you to the place where you have consistency of finance in your life. And God will be there.
Yes.
We got certain things coming down. It shouldn't be happening right now. But you know what it is, people? It's seed in the ground.
Amen.
Seed you just didn't expect.
Amen.
That means you'll get to eat even when things are supposed to be bad. Hallelujah. Hold that seed up in the air. Glory to God. How many of you are glad to be working?
Amen.
Working on the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stand up right where you are. Glory to God. Thank you for allowing me to take that time. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's a flow going through this place right now. There's a flow going through this place right now. The Holy Ghost is speaking even now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, if you could only discern the flow of the love of God that's manifest to you even now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father. Father, we thank you for the seed sown tonight. Glory to God. And I've been talking about sacrifice. Talking about sacrifice and getting out on that side. Amen. But see, you sow it. You started with your little stuff, glory to God. But God comes back with more than you could ever think, ask, or imagine. Jesus was nothing but a sacrifice. Jesus was nothing more but a sacrifice. Hallelujah. Neru Yamahasa. And there's some things I don't even wish you could hear it with your spirit. And even now, God says he's going to call some people to be sacrificed. Amen. For you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, that's why it's good to, somebody say, thank God for ministry. I'm just flowing in that area because that's where the Holy Ghost is moving. You need to know that so you have a good understanding. Say, I heard heaven. I don't even like hearing everything I hear. Amen. What you talking about? Amen. Hold on now. Amen. What you? Oh, I know. I understand Jesus. Now we just talking about offerings, but when he's talking about lives.
Amen.
Somebody say covenant.
Covenant.
Say covenant. Covenant. Say it one more time. How many? You got to get it in the spirit because God's doing something even now.
Covenant. Covenant.
Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost says, somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And the Holy Ghost says, as you sow this seed of sacrifice, I will meet you with sacrifice. For I will upgrade the ministry. Somebody's been praying in that area. Glory to God. Somebody said, I just need some help. God says, I will arrest the ministry, amen, and cause them to bring forth sacrifice, amen, for you. Glory to God. As my son sacrificed, I shall call forth the fivefold ministry to come to a higher, amen, level. Glory to God. Sacrificing their lives for the saints that they would be all that God wants them to be. So that it shall be manifest. It shall be manifest, for I'll send forth my spirit that that might be able to happen. Glory to God. Yea, I called them out of certain places, and spoken that word, because the people of God are worth it. Yea, I will sacrifice and pour myself through. Hallelujah. Yea, a greater anointing. Higher degree of sacrifice. Higher degree of anointing. I've called their life out. And pour it out before the saints. For the Lord says you can't get there if somebody doesn't sacrifice. We have to go on, but the Spirit of the Holy Ghost is moving. Hallelujah. Someone said, this is sacred. This is holy. Your seed is sacred. Your offering is sacred. Your offering is holy. Amen. But when God pulls ministry lives out, amen, and other people out, amen, you better take that as sacred too.
Amen.
I'd rather give you $100 any time in my life. Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody say, sacrifice. And you know what Jesus is doing it again. You think that just him on the cross, he died on the cross. He gave his life. He gave his life. And then even after that, the Holy Ghost comes and gets in people and has them walk in the same fashion that the people of God might be able to prevail. Let your seed, amen. When you sow seeds, realize that's what you do. I'm going to say over the edge.
Over the edge.
And say, that which thou sowest,
that which thou sowest
is not quickened,
is not quickened,
except it dies.
It dies.
I only got a little bit of time to preach this message, but you're going to enjoy this message tonight. Holy Ghost is in this place.
Amen.
Somebody said, this is going to be the life year.
This is going to be the life
when God starts talking about death, that means life's about to come.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's going to be all right. So, hallelujah. And we're going to get on. Hallelujah. Thank you. Prophetic anointing is in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray softly, pray loudly, whatever you want to do, just for a couple of moments so you get what God has. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lo sobra handa he chiki mahanda hai. Sungana ne hushe. Basin in each of the hai. Thank you, Father. 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 You maha. O sana hai. O sabahai. Yina ase ne manda no do stete la banda no do stela bahanda la hiki. Yeto na maho sara bahanda la gusi manhanda lo bofa bahanda. Langine sete banana no stela bandi lo bosen in hiche de anda hai. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Father, we love you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can sow it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the seed die. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good job, sister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brother Jesse. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Who? Well, praise Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Wake up. Mm-hmm. You can open your Bibles.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody's going to come into Revelation tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Brenda, God has an open door for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A higher plane, a higher level, higher means of walking in the realm of the Spirit and Revelation. Through open doors, you'll go. Higher planes, higher planes, higher heights. There's some other things God wants to reveal to you. Glory to God, but you're going to go through. Hallelujah. In a good way. I'm not talking about a negative way. God's got open doors for you. Don't be afraid to take them. Hallelujah. And don't be afraid to grow. And don't be afraid to change. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. God is good, isn't he? Somebody say,
the curse of
sin. Say it one more time. The curse
of
sin.
Of sin.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation. Hallelujah. Is anybody back in the kids' room? Glory to God. Shaquille back there. Is he going to punch her or something like that?
Janelle's back here too.
Janelle, you want to help her with her homework, dear, or take her to the front? Just be real careful. Glory to God. Shaquille, go on back to the children's room, honey. Hallelujah. We want to get this out. Amen. I won't have anything pulling on me. Glory to God. She's got it. Hallelujah. Be nice to her. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I tell you what, I'm not being picky. I'm not being crazy. Y'all know I love people and everything like that. But when the anointing of the Holy Ghost is on, you haven't really had that teaching lately. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
There's time frames of graces. Amen. Yes. And you don't want to waste any second, any moment when the anointing of God is on. Amen.
Amen.
He is not the pastor, but the Holy Ghost is very sensitive. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Somebody say, amen. And you... When you see people get ruffled up, sometimes they just got a wild hair. But amen. But other, somebody say, but most of the time, amen, God's wanting to do something. Amen. Hallelujah. And you just got to feel it out. Romans chapter 8. Thank God for editing. Amen. Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation. Somebody say, no.
No.
Condemnation. That means that nobody gets stuck.
Amen.
That nobody gets into anything trapped. Amen. The Bible says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Someone said, liberty.
Liberty.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost. That means the stuff that you're stuck in, God's going to get you out of it. Conviction tells you you got some stuff with you, get it right. Thank God for it. But condemnation says you're so messed up, you'll never be able to change. You'll never change. There's nothing good about you. We just go lock you up and throw away the key. Somebody say, as long as the Spirit of God is moving in your life, you'll never be condemned. You'll never be boarded up. You know what they do with condemned buildings? They board them up and steal them shut.
Amen.
Some say it's impossible to be condemned. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now notice when Jesus came back as Spirit, he could not be bound. He couldn't even be bound in hell. He got out, right? But when he came back and he talked with those disciples, notice that he walked through the wall. He could walk through walls and do something. He had a supernatural body. He came back in the Spirit. And in the Spirit realm, he could get through some stuff, couldn't he?
Amen.
So he said, in the Spirit,
I am not condemned.
And only by the Spirit am I going to get out to where God wants me to be. You can walk through anything.
Amen.
Therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, flesh gets stuck. Amen. If I'm here, flesh, if I'm walking after Spirit, I can't get, if I'm walking in the flesh, my flesh can't get past this wall. Amen. But the Spirit man's not bound. Why do you think God's trying to get you out of the flesh and get you into the Spirit? So you can walk through some stuff. We walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. Because when you're walking by the flesh and you walking in the flesh, glory to God, you're going to see the stuff that you can't get through.
Amen.
But in the Spirit, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You will never be bound.
Amen.
You'll never be stuck. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made us free. Some say free.
Free.
Some say free.
Free.
From the law of sin and death.
Amen.
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, And who is us? Those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you're going to stay in the flesh, you're going to stay right where you are. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you want to get up and get going to the next level, to the next realm, amen, it's going to be done by the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that's not bound in you. Amen. Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. So we say those that are after the flesh, don't do anything but play with death. Because the flesh can't do anything but to produce death. For if you walk after, we learned that if you walk after the flesh, amen, what is it? What produces? Walking in the flesh produces sin, but sin produces death. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the Bible says this, to be carnally minded is death. So say, stop trying to kill yourself. Amen. Stay in the Spirit of God so you live. But to be spiritually minded. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Is life and peace. Now see, that's what they learned in the Garden of Eden when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They got that big old carnal mind thinking that they'd make things better for themselves. And the only thing they got was death. But you get over to the realm of the Spirit. Even the things you don't understand. Even the things you can't figure out. Amen. God says it will be a life for you and it will give you peace.
Amen.
Stop trying to entertain your mind. Every once in a while you got to learn to tell yourself to shut up and settle down.
Amen.
Amen. Quiet your heart. The Bible talks about people quieting their own heart. Some people say, speak to your soul. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. That's what the psalmist was saying. He was telling himself what to do. And forget not all his benefits. That means he must have been messed up one day. That means his soul might have been out of control trying to feed his mind with a bunch of negative stuff. And he told his soul what to do. Even when your soul's trying to act, not, even when your flesh is trying to act sweet, nice, and religious. Amen. You're still entertaining death. Because the carnal mind is in enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. So they that are in the flesh. Somebody say they that are in the flesh.
They that are in the flesh.
Let me tell you what. If you're in the flesh, faith won't work for you. The Bible says faith pleases God, and it says they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So we say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we say don't think you're going to, only thing going to get you out of that stuff is faith moves mountains. You got a mountain in front of you, you're going to need some faith. And when you're in the flesh, that, what does it do? It puts out your faith. Somebody say we're going to get out of this. Somebody say hallelujah. So we say sin and death. God doesn't want you stuck. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Didn't say that. Somebody say they can't. Say I can't. Faith will not operate in the flesh. Faith will only operate in obedience to what God has said. Even though you don't understand it, don't get your faith. See, sometimes you take a spiritual revelation and go run it in the flesh. God says something, but you're going to do it yourself. I tell you what, some of the times you just need to hold still in faith and wait for the promise of God in faith. Sometimes you need to shut up in faith. Amen. And wait for the storm to blow over.
Amen.
Sometimes you just need to go through the motions in faith. Amen. Because you know what God said. Some say, I will not be moved. I'll be just like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Some say, in faith. See, there are certain people who want to take things out of God's hand. I'm going to work it in the flesh. As soon as you jump it over and get deceit and start getting in the flesh and all this mess, guess what's going to happen? Your faith is canceled out because it's not you going to do it. You didn't say you were going to do it. God did.
Amen.
God's going to do it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
He promised you he'd do it. Some say, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And he doesn't need any help.
Amen.
He's your helper.
Amen.
He gives you the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
You might think you're living, but if it's not by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, directed by the Spirit of God, you're dying. You can build it as high as you want to, but you let the first rain come. You let the first wind come. Glory to God. It'll come tumbling down. But if you build your house on the rock, which is Christ Jesus, he promised to be your Savior. He promised to be your deliverer. He promised to be your strong tower. As soon as you got that as your foundation, you're going to make it.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get out of this. So there is therefore now
no
condemnation for those that are in the Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
Those that are led by the Spirit of God. You're not stuck. You can walk right out of that thing.
Amen.
You can walk right out of poverty. You can walk right out of sickness. You can walk right out of disease. You can walk right out of a losing situation.
Amen.
Orabata samahaya.
Thank you, Father.
We had a message before that said that the gift of the pastor teaches the sheep how to escape.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say escape lessons.
Escape lessons. Oh, glory to God.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got some stuff going on right now. I'm here to tell you about the Holy Ghost. You're going to walk right out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul and Silas were in the prison. Amen. They were doing all that stuff. Glory to God. And they prayed and they sang songs. They sang hymns. And at the midnight hour, the prison doors were open and they walked right out.
Amen.
When you get in the spirit, something's going to give. You're going to get out.
Amen.
Therefore, there is there now for no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh. If you're in the flesh, pack yourself a big lunch, bake a cake. You're going to be there for a long time. Amen. Rent some videos. Write a book. Study. Glory to God. Do whatever you want to. You're going to be there for a real long time. And the more you think about it, amen, the more you have to think about and the longer you'll be there until you just get to the point and say, look, it's God. He got me out before. You didn't think up anything great. You didn't have some big, bright idea and say, I'm going to do this. All your ideas collapse.
Amen.
It's the God's word, his direction on your life. Say, hey, go there. That's the thing that stands.
Amen.
All right, we got to get on. Amen. For therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. Why did we get there? Isn't that what he told them? That's the first lie that we preach, that we just got the DVD done. It'll be done tomorrow. Amen. About the Satan's first lie. And we're still on that same thing.
Amen.
Jesus said, listen, if you want to have life, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The only life you ever have is my Jesus. And you only get Jesus walking in the Spirit.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said, for if you live after the flesh, you're going to die. Amen. Well, stop dying. Stop dying. Glory to God. Choose life.
Amen.
Somebody said you could choose either blessings or cursing. He knew how dead some of us would be, and he told us straight up, therefore, choose ye life. It could be better for all of us.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost telling you, just shut up and do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You'll get out real quick. That's why he gave us, sometimes the Holy Ghost moves through us, because you know what? Sometimes you get to the point to where you got some negative stuff on the inside. He said, for the Spirit knows what to pray with moanings and groanings. Amen. You want to say something else so you can go, Hallelujah. So I say, when you got that, you know, when you really have to work it through, you can't pray in tongues. You can, hallelujah.
Amen.
So I say, the Spirit of God helps us in our infirmities. We're getting there. Some said the curse of sin. This message is called Remedy for the Curse of Sin. Amen. When you see the fruits of sin starting to manifest on your life, you can take a drug and get out of it and turn it around. Sin hides us from God. Amen. It gets us in traps that we can't get out. We get stuck. Glory to God. But thank God for the Word of God that tells us how to turn it around. Say, I'm never bound.
Never bound.
I can shake sin off.
Jesus
taught me how. He shook sin off. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. He's the first one. You know what he did? He took all of our sin on him, and sin took him straight to hell. He took all the sins of the world on himself, and what did it do? Amen. He sacrificed and gave up his life, because he said, whenever sin comes in the picture, something's going to die, even me. Somebody say hallelujah. Sin took him down. He gave up his life. Your sin took him down. And you know, most of us would have been stuck there forever. But thank God for Jesus. He shook sin off in hell and left it there. And ever since then, you've been able to shake sin off and go forward.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank God. He taught us how to get. Some say, therefore, there is there now for. There is there for now. Some say now.
Now.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means you're going to mess up. You're going to get stuck with that thing. You know, you're going to get in stuff that might make you probably don't think you'll ever get out of. Glory to God. But now, because of what Jesus did,
amen,
you can get out of it.
Amen. Glory to God.
Shake it off.
Amen.
Keep rolling. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall surely die. But if ye through the Spirit of God do mortify, some say, kill something. If you just mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. You ever gotten so mad you want to kill somebody? Start with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I'm so mad I could just, oh, glory to God. You better take it out on you.
Amen.
You're going to be in trouble. Only dead people want to kill people.
That's right.
Even though they talk in the movie when you're trying to see it. Amen? For as many as are led. Someone say led. See? You talking about I'm led by the Spirit of God, then he'd lead you out of that mess.
Amen.
How many want to be a son of God? See, sons of God escape. For as many as are led. Not with a little church song you sing. Not your church attendance record. Keep one, amen. Because the Holy Ghost will lead you to church.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bible says, for as many as are led. You're not going to experience sonship until you learn to be led by the Holy Ghost. Didn't say driven. Didn't say as many as are thinking about doing what God wants them to do, they're the sons of God. Didn't say those that wish they could do it. Didn't say, Lord, I'm trying, please help me. God's not finished with me yet. So as many as are led. Somebody say led. If he got out, somebody say, you get out. He leads us. We have to follow him. Oh, he made it out of hell. I can step up and make it out of hell.
Amen.
He raised from death. Therefore, I can raise myself. Some say hallelujah by his power. Some say the seed is not quickened.
It's not quickened.
Unless it dies.
It dies.
Think about that, people. You know what that's talking about?
people that get to the point that mortify. Amen. Their body. And they plant, somebody said they plant the seed of their own flesh. And they let that flesh die. And guess what pops up? That new spiritual man in Christ Jesus. Amen. But you know, that sonship that God wants you to have, that person that God wants you to be, that will never happen until you learn to die. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, that's what, you know, I'm just giving you offering scripture. That thing was tied right up in the message. I said, the Holy Ghost, he's already preaching. He's already preaching. He's right there. Somebody say, he said, the seed, amen, will never be quickened until it dies. So say, you ain't going to ever come to life until you learn to die to the flesh.
Amen.
If you haven't learned to die, you ain't learned to live. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How many want this life that God said you could have?
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. I want the prosperity. I want the prosperity. Glory to God. You better learn to die to some giving. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. I want the best. I want the best. You better learn to die.
Amen.
Glory to God. Some say, find me something to die at. Hallelujah. You want to go to the next level? It's a lot of dying to get there.
Amen.
Some say, hallelujah. Why? Amen. Because God will make sure none of your flesh is living by the time it gets in front of him. Amen.
Amen.
We're changing to his image from glory to glory. How? Death to death. Amen. Amen. I'm going to die to this. I'm going to die to that. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some say, there's still.
Still.
Some killing to do.
Some killing to do.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. But I tell you what, the more you kill, the more he gets to live through you.
Amen.
What's coming this year, glory to God? Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is going to burn some stuff out of you and out of me. Glory to God. Amen. We're not perfect.
Hallelujah.
We're not as spiritual as what we could be, but if we learn to die, glory to God, we'll rise. Amen. Up to be what God said we should be. Somebody say, I can't wait to die this year. Hallelujah. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen.
Don't you know you don't have bondage on the inside of you? Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody say, it's not in my spirit to be bound. It's not in my spirit to be set up, you know, and just set back and trapped.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
When you think, I'll never get out of this, you don't have any hope. That's not the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's the wrong spirit. Wherefore, amen, we are not, again, bondage to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, and the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's a big scripture.
Yes, it is.
That's a big scripture. My goodness. Somebody say, after.
After.
We learn.
We learn.
That we're no longer bound. Some say all his children, are free. Glory to God. Woo, boy, join heirs with Christ.
Amen.
I guess we'll get there in 9 months. Glory to God. We start teaching that. Hallelujah. And join heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him. Some say suffer.
Suffer.
Suffer what? Death. That we also may be glorified together. It says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Some say, I reckon.
I reckon.
Say, I reckon. Somebody
I
say,
reckon.
Y'all not catching that, are you?
There's a reckoning. In
Texas, we always
do. Well, that's going along with that other scripture, isn't it? Somebody say, I.
I
have not seen,
has not seen,
nor ear hath heard the good.
Has heard the
That's
good.
Why he said, I reckon.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So there's some good that even Paul didn't see. Glory to God.
He didn't see good, Paul.
So say, I reckon.
I reckon.
The glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation. Here we go. For the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject, not willing, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Somebody say the same in hope.
The same in hope.
There's a lot of hope there.
Yes.
There's a lot of hope there. You're never going to become a child of God, a son of God that wants you, that he wants you to be, if you give up hope. Somebody say, get your expectation back. Don't you dare call God a liar. Glory to God. Amen. You're getting out of that. Hallelujah. Some say hope.
Hope.
Woo! Glory to God. Hope means you expect it to happen.
Yes.
You expect. Oh, you better repent right now. I see about three of you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Lost hope. Glory to God. Get it back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Somebody say, I expect
it to happen.
Because I'm a son. Glory to God. Expect it to manifest.
Amen.
Oh, I feel like preaching it. Glory
yes.
to God. Earnest expectation.
Yes.
Glory to God. You expect it to happen. Don't you? All kind of doubt and unbelief. Glory to God. Expect God to bring you out. Expect the money to show up.
Amen.
Expect things to turn around.
Amen.
Glory to God. Expect your seed to be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo, I expected to get better than what you think it could be.
Amen.
Glory to God. I expect God to be God. Show off, Jesus.
Yes. Woo, glory.
I'm expecting him to do something way beyond me.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're getting out of there. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the what?
Bondage.
No more bondage. No more bondage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're free from the enemy. He who the sun sets free is free indeed. No more bondage, just glorious liberty. If you stay bound, you're there because you want to be.
Amen.
You're free. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty. Some say glorious liberty.
Of the
children of God.
Amen.
Say the children of God.
Children of God.
Are marked by liberty. They can't be bound.
They can't be bound.
Look at Joseph. Stuck him in a hole someplace. Amen. Came up on top.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God, didn't he?
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Say, I'm rising.
I'm rising.
Cream always rises to the top. You let people talk all they want to. Amen. They'll see the story sooner or later. Amen.
Amen.
Rise above the mess. Glory to God. You're going to rise because Christ is on the inside of you.
Amen.
Should be something different. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Some say glorious liberty.
Glorious liberty.
Mm. Some people can't deal with that. Some of you got a hold of this good message. You do everything. Amen. God tells you to do. Even things they say. Who do you think you are? You can't do that. You need to be bound like all the rest of us. Worried about this, worried about that. Aren't you concerned about this? Some say the glorious liberty.
The glorious liberty.
Free to obey the Holy Ghost.
Free to obey the Holy Ghost.
Free to follow your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Free to look stupid.
Amen.
For the wisdom of God is foolishness. Amen.
Amen.
To the minds of men.
That's right.
Some say glorious liberty. Stand up just for 2 seconds.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say glorious.
Glorious.
Liberty.
Liberty.
Say it one more time. Glorious.
Glorious.
Liberty.
Liberty.
Shake yourself just a little bit. So say glorious.
Glorious.
Liberty.
Liberty.
Shake off that mess.
Yeah.
Say glorious.
Glorious.
Liberty.
Liberty.
That spirit of bondage is broken in the name of Jesus. Woo! Harabo Shana Mahata. Beka Sumanahan. Someone say glorious.
Glorious.
Liberty.
Liberty.
Sit down. I got 5 minutes. Holy Ghost told me to do that.
Thank you.
Amen. Father. I saw some spirits, glory to God. And it looked like they were just back there and getting nervous. Amen. Nervous little imps. Amen. Just nervous back there. Amen. I ain't going no. Somebody said, I'm going to keep this one bound. I'm going to keep this one. I'm going to keep nagging. Amen. I'm going to keep doing everything I can do to hold them back just a little bit. Amen. Somebody say, glorious,
glorious.
Liberty,
liberty
of the children
of God.
That's what the devil's after. You want to find out what most of your problems have been this year? Amen. The devil was after the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Yes.
Liberty to follow the voice of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Some say liberty.
Liberty.
Liberty to walk through some stuff.
Amen.
Some say glorious.
Glorious.
Liberty.
Liberty.
Whoo! Hallelujah. Whenever the devil gets mad, he wants to put people in prison. He wants to make them slaves. Look what he did to the children of Israel. Tried to bind them. Amen. You're going to serve the Egyptians. Glory to God. Some say glorious. Liberty. Every time they got in sin, they went into bondage. Amen. But every time they turned to God and started to act like the children they were, somebody had to let them out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ho! If you obey me, saith the Lord God Almighty, I'll cause you to be free. Glory to God. I'll cause even the debt that holds you captive to go running away. I shall cause him to scat and flee from you. You shall not be bound. Listen and obey and watch what happens. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I see it by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. There's some debts out there and there's some bondages out there. Amen. But I saw the Holy Ghost say, listen, if you just obey me, I'll cause them to flee. Glory to God. And I saw them flee. I saw debts and bills rolling off like cats scatting. Amen.
You,
somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say liberty.
Liberty.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're about to get them things on the run. Hallelujah. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travail in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which are the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. The Holy Ghost is ministering it to us again and again. Waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body. For we are saved. Mm-hmm. How many are ready to be saved out of your stuff?
Amen.
By hope.
Yes.
Everybody say it one more time. We are saved.
For we are saved.
By hope. Say it one more time. We are saved,
by hope.
Glory
to God. Glory to God.
Somebody say hallelujah. You're not going to be saved without hope. How many of you hope to see things get better?
Yes.
We are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. Some say, I have not seen, nor ear hath heard,
the good
that the Lord
had
prepared
for those
that love him.
Thank you.
I don't see nothing because he's trying to save you.
Hallelujah.
Some say, thank God.
Thank God.
For the unseen.
For the unseen.
I'm trying to increase your faith. Oh, I'm trying to increase your faith tonight. Hallelujah. So, for what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for it?
But if we hope for what we see not, then we have, then we with patience. Someone say with patience.
With patience.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Jesse, stand up on your feet and lift your hands and give God glory. That's a scripture for you. You know that. Hallelujah. If anybody else wants it, you can take it too. Glory to God. Some say, with patience, wait for it.
Wait for it.
With patience, say it. With patience, wait for it.
Wait for it.
Glory to God. It'll show up and it won't be late. And I'm just closing the scripture. Likewise, the Spirit also helps.
Yes.
Some say, as you're waiting,
let the Spirit
help.
Help.
For we know not what we should pray, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit? Because he maketh intercession for us according to the will of God.
Wow.
I'm done. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to win. You're going to win. You're going to win.
Amen.
You're going to win.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God. Verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Look at somebody and say, you ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stand up and just bless the Holy Ghost.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get your hope back. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Say, I expect
something.
God
to turn around
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, I expect it.
I expect it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I patiently
wait
for my
expectations
to manifest.
To manifest.
Say, something better.
Something better.
It's coming.
It's coming. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Someone say, pray it through.
Pray it through.
We're finished.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're finished. But God told us that 2 years ago, I can do much more than this.
Amen. Amen.
For 2 years, he said, how many of you heard it? I can do much more than this. Now he's saying, he added something to it. He said, I can do much more than this. Pray it through. Hallelujah. Whenever you hear God say, I can do much more than this, pray in the Holy Ghost. So it'll be revealed.
Amen.
Someone say, hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
Say, I'm about to see.
The unseen.
That's why God's been telling you again and again and again. You know, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Speaking to you and making melody in your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Because he wants you to see the unseen.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Let your people pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes, Father. Holy Ghost said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. You ain't seen nothing yet. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I got to just do this. There we go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, but it won't happen unless you get an expectation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to hear here. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go home if you got to, but the Holy Ghost is in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Dean, the Holy Ghost is saying he wants to do much more than you could ever think, ask, or imagine. Hallelujah. He wants to do more things beyond your mind, things more than you could ever dream, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants to reveal it unto you, but you got to get to the secret place of the Most High God. Don't be distracted. Glory to God. Stay in His presence. Stay in His anointing. Stay in His spirit. Don't worry about what people say about you. They'll just see you in the dust. Glory to God. You just leave them in the dust. Glory to God. You go on with God and watch what happens. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's about to reveal the unseen to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yay. The things you don't understand, He wants to reveal them in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. If you pray, hallelujah. If you pray in the Holy Ghost, pray it through. Don't be lazy. Don't be caught up in the flesh. Stay in the spirit. God will reveal some wonderful things to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Who? Bigger plans. Higher plans. My ways are beyond your ways, He says. Hallelujah. You think that's all He can do? Shame on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That ain't nothing. Glory to God. Watch. Glory to God. Bruta basana na husarahaya. You come on husana maha. Ooh! Shalaba. He's about to bless some people. Amen. He'll cause you to fall to your knees. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Woo, you think that's something? Look what He did to Solomon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You way out of league. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Humble yourself and get in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You little piddly stuff. Glory to God. You told him, Oshana, you need the Holy Ghost. God wants to do more than that. Hallelujah. Thank you for this. Hallelujah. God wants to do much more than that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He wants to manifest Himself. He wants to manifest Himself on your job. Glory to God. God saying even some of those paychecks you're so happy about, amen. He said He wouldn't even sign them. Glory to God. He wants to do more than that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bosana mahanda. Bosana mahanda. Because I'm a hosheda bahanda di busara deed nahaya. Ooh, saha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha. Yes, somebody ought to expect a paycheck that He would sign. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just sense it. You know you can miss it, amen, but I know that word is right, amen, but you can miss the direction, glory to God, amen. So you ought to rejoice, because I've seen people get words, amen, it wasn't theirs, it was mine, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, but I believe it's in that direction over there, hallelujah, hallelujah. I saw the hand of God writing something, amen, it was more than, it's not what we're thinking is either, glory to God, writing out something, glory to God, hallelujah. And if I see His hand on it, that means you're going to know it's Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wrote on the wall for somebody else, but He's about to write somebody a check. Glory to God. And you'll know it's Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. He's not a man that He should lie. You know it's so. Shout about it and watch Him do it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It's already written. He's writing it right now. Right now, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Hallelujah. You've been getting confused. There's been some forgery going on. He's a God that's more than enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not just enough. He's a God that's more than enough. Glory to God. Glory to God. He wants to outdo that stuff. That's why you're moving, glory to God, getting that ride, hallelujah, getting in that stuff. God's getting you out of there, taking you on the more than enough. Glory to God. That's just a step. Watch what he does next. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Calling you up to higher places. Thank you, Jesus. He's signing it. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, write it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Ha ha. Watch it manifest. Hallelujah. Amen. Watch it manifest. Amen. It's going to manifest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's going to manifest.
Thank you, Jesus.
I say it's already manifest. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's on the way. Glory to God. Expect it today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That means it's going to take some faith people to go get it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're done. We're just messing around. Glory to God. That is a word of prophecy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Stay in the word. Stay in the will of God. Hallelujah. You better keep your seat. People are going to sniff out the prosperity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They know it's on. Hallelujah. They know it's on. Hallelujah. They know it's on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's being strong tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So stop moping, whining, and crying and expect God to do something. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Last time he said that, somebody came out of some mess. Do you remember? Glory to God. That was your word, wasn't it? Hallelujah. 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 Stop crying. Hallelujah. About to lose your home, remember? Glory to God. Didn't have anywhere to go. Didn't have anywhere to go. And come in crying, upset. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, they were ready to leave the church. Glory to God. Holy Ghost said, you stop crying right now. Stop crying about it and expect God to do something. And that week, God opened the door and he hadn't been able to shut it yet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Devil hadn't been able to shut the door that God opened. Devil can't even shut it. Amen. See, all the dumb stuff, whatever. Amen. But the devil has not been able to shut the door that God opened.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Gracious. Glory to God. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know why it's you. Woo! Glory to God. See, people think I'm crazy talking like this. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! See, he's been real strong because God's trying to reveal foolishness to us. Amen. And the wisdom of God. God, see, we care so much about our feelings. Amen. But God wants to give us the word. Amen. And the Bible said, don't be a fool. Don't be stupid. Don't be dumb. It said, thou fool, unless a seed dies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It cannot come to life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, stop acting stupid and expect God to do something great.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Somebody not going to hear it. Hallelujah. I did. I did. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. He made it real simple, didn't he? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Time to come out of foolishness and go on to the good things of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Oh, glory to God. We're finished. We're finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Woo. Glory to God. Tell somebody it's time to stop acting stupid. Glory to God. You know God's got it together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, to everything, there's a season and a time.
There is a season and a time.
And by the Holy Ghost, not what I want, not what I'm trying to say. I'm not just off on some trip. Amen. But by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said, this is the time to stop acting stupid.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know how you stop acting stupid? Amen. Start considering yourself to be stupid, and you need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's how you stop acting stupid. Amen. Because you try to start acting smart. That's real stupid. Amen. Hallelujah. You know how you start acting? You know how you start acting smart and stop acting stupid? God, what do you want me to do? What do you want, Holy Ghost? Wherever you want me to go, I'll do. Acknowledging that God is smarter than you are.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. That's why the Lord said, listen, the ways of men are like foolishness to the things of God. Hallelujah. He says, get out of the flesh. Stop acting stupid.
Amen.
Start acting on the word of God, which is wisdom.
Amen. Glory to you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Think about those cycles and those repeated things. Just stupidity. You know, just dumb. God says, stop acting stupid. Glory to God. Start obeying God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Ooh,
you.
I just see some thank people running. You. Glory to God. Ooh, I see some people taking off. Hallelujah. I see some people just taking off. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the things of God. Hallelujah. And in the ways of God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a new man coming. Glory to God. A new man coming. Hallelujah. For the Lord hath said, hallelujah. You've been praying for God to reveal and to show you his word and to give you his voice to where you know it's God so that you could be the leader that God wants you to be in that home and do the things that God wants you to do. God said, it's going to manifest this year. Hallelujah. It's going to manifest this year. Hallelujah. You're going to know it's God and you're going to speak it as God. Hallelujah. Things are coming together because the will of God is going to be manifest in your words. Glory to God. You're going to come to the forefront. Hallelujah. In that home and in that situation. Hallelujah. And you're going to lead them to green pastures, saith the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, samana nushtana mahandi gara bosata de nushteke. Bangasura basana de yatolo bosata high. Ye come on, son. Go forward. Go forward. Make the right decisions and go forward in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody ready to just stop acting stupid? You know what it is. God's revealing to you some stupid stuff right now. I know. I know. Hallelujah. It's deliverance. Somebody say deliverance. Hallelujah. And I see some stuff right now. And God said, if you just throw those hands up and say, God, help me, you'll get delivered from it right now. Hallelujah. You'll get delivered from it right now. Hallelujah. 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 He wants to turn that stupidity is trying to hold you captive. But God wants to fix it. He wants to do better than that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is right. You three men right there. And even back there, where it's just right over here. He's been right over in that direction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's not saying you can't get, that's not moving over there where you ought to. If you got what you want, just rejoice in it.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We get to have church on Friday night.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we're going to just get drunk in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because the Spirit helps your infirmities.
Amen.
Reason why some of you are so weak in the Spirit, amen, because you don't allow the Spirit of God to help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's real easy, isn't it?
Amen.
My yoke is easy.
Amen.
My burden is light. Hallelujah. We had a good service tonight, didn't we?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Word of God will remain strong. And the word of God is rich. And it will manifest. Watch.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. How many of you received it? I saw two things in the Spirit. I saw debt and bills and all this other stuff scatting like cats.
Cool.
Hallelujah. And I saw God writing out some things.
Cool.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. Everybody make this confession right now. Say, I will never.
Be bound by debt.
Ever again.
In the name
of Jesus.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, praise you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you.
Glory
Jesus.
To God. I almost fell out in the Holy Ghost on that. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Whoa! Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm standing up here, but in the spirit, I've been knocked back there. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Ooh. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. What you going to do now that you're free from that? Hallelujah. Whoo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Isn't he good? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Say, I will never. Be bound by debt and bills.
Ever again.
In Jesus' name. Say,
there's nothing left to do but be. Got the will of God.
Yeah, he said nothing left to do but be blessed. Be blessed. God said there's nothing left to do but be blessed. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. What I have to do, God? Nothing left to do but be blessed. Hallelujah. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nothing left for you to do but be a blessing. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's already doing it. Hallelujah. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's a wave of the Holy Ghost coming in this place. And not many days his river will fill this place. There's a wave coming. Say behind. Ye come over ha. La sara he and who she here. Ha 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 ha. Ye come over. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, yeah. Mosa, mani, neko, rane, lata, somen, yike, naha, saha. Bosa, ni hiya. Oh, hiya. Bosa. Hey, nanosa. Hallelujah. Woo. Yeah. You don't want to hurt. The Lord said, there's nothing left to do but be blessed.
Oh,
and I got back there right around him. Watch, hallelujah. I don't usually like to go in that area. Amen, amen. Because that really puts you out there. But the Lord said, not many days his river will fill this place.
Hallelujah.
I see a wave coming that, ooh, good Lord. Hallelujah. It's on the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah. Glory to God. That's how you do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're all going to drown in it. He's going to help you. Yes. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Woo. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Help us here. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Sunday night. While we were in praise and worship, we were getting kind of more into a warfare with it. God told me that he was, the river that flows through here, he was digging it deeper.
Whoa.
And he was dredging out the silt of where, so that it could flow out from here better.
Ooh, la mahanda. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I received that. Hallelujah. I saw a wave. And as I saw the wave, this room got brighter for me. Amen. I see a wave coming. Amen. Bigger than any wave we've had in this place before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All you got to do is expect it. Thank you, Jesus. And guess what's going to happen? You're going to get blessed in it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Sunday, you must get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.